Okay, so, like, I know your balls have been bursting or whatever, but for reasons, we can't have sex because of the whole, you know, faraway thing. But you said you wanted me to leave you a dirty voicemail to help you jerk off to because of the balls thing. So, yeah, here I go. Yeah, I'm just, like, really sorry ahead of time for this. So, yeah, just, like, sit down or whatever on the hotel bed, hopefully. Or, like, a chair. It doesn't really matter. But not, like, out in the open in the airport or anything, because that would get you, like, arrested. Because I'm about to talk some real filthy shit to you. Like, you're gonna do some real nasty stuff, and I don't want any weirdo traveling businessman getting into my man just, like, nutting all over himself in public, so, yeah, maybe, like, don't do that. Yeah, so be alone, like, in a place with closed curtains, or the bathroom, I guess, or the shower. Wait, no, hold on, I just thought about that, like, not the shower. I don't want you to get electrocuted. I actually, like you and stuff. anyways, so, unbuckle your pants, unless you're not wearing a belt. Then just, like, unbutton them, unless you're already in your underwear. Then, like, slide it down, I guess. You're not naked, are you? I mean, you can be naked, like, that's hot. But just in case you're wearing underwear, I'm just going to go with that one. Like, slide them down, I guess. Get them all the way off. Like, don't leave them in a puddle at your feet. But, I mean, you can. I mean, I'm not judging you, no matter what you do. Because I can't see you. Cool. But leave your socks on, I think. Because I think I read in, like, a magazine that you can come better when your feet are warm. Or something like that. I don't really know. Anyways, unbuckle your pants, unless you're not wearing a belt. Then just, like, did I already say this? Oh. Yeah. Cool. So you're undressed. You have your socks on. Cool. Yeah, just, you couldn't, I don't know. Red Book said that it helps you come better, but, I don't know. Just, it couldn't hurt to keep them on, just in case. Let's move past the socks thing. We're gonna drop the socks. Because, you know, I want you to have the best orgasm possible. In fact, maybe you better put on a hat, too, just so you're nice and warm. Okay, so now that we've finally taken care of your underwear and stuff, we can get started. Or you can. I'm just gonna talk. I can't touch your penis. I'm not Mr. Fantastic or Mrs. Incredible or, man, can you imagine those two getting together? Like, that's gotta be some Rule 34 shit right there. Oh, sorry. That's not very sexy. Maybe it is for you. I don't know. Maybe you should just pause and go look for some stretchy superhero porn. It's totally up to you. I'll be here. Anyways, take your cucumber out or, I guess, since your clothes are off, just, like, put your hand on it and kind of prop it up. All right, prop up your Johnson, buddy, old pal. Look at that thing. That's quite a peen. I mean, you could really like the way it looks, or you could wish it looked a little different, but I think that you should know that no matter what it looks like, it's perfect. It's a good dong. You should be proud of your dong, no matter what it looks like, because I like your dong very much. And even if I can't get you to come today, I want you to feel good about your love stick, your noodle friend, because it's a good one. All right. So I'm just going to pour myself a glass of wine to get through this next part, because, like, I want to make sure that I'm nice and loosed up for you. Here we go. Okay, solid. Anyways, where was I? Yeah, get that noodly boy in your hand. I don't have a peen, so it's kind of surreal for me to tell you how to touch it. I think that you stroke it. People seem to say that in porn a lot.
You should probably just stroke it, but start with just the balls. Like, just, like, massage those balls. Oh, yeah. Yep. I read this in another magazine once, like, not the one with the socks, like, a different one. Anyways, it said that girls usually ignore the balls, even though they're a huge erogenous zone, but not me. I'm paying close attention to those huevos, you spicy little nads. Rub those nads in little circles. Does that feel good? I have no idea. I don't have a nut sack. Anyways, okay. That's enough of your nuts. Just leave your bean bags alone now. All right. Time to get back to your schlong. Now, Cosmo told me to tell you to slap your dingus back and forth between your palms like you're passing a volleyball back and forth over a net. Now, I played volleyball in college, so I can tell you that is going to require a lot of force. So, why don't you just go ahead and get at that. Yeah. Very, very hot. Okay, seems like, I don't know, it just seems like that would bruise something as spongy as a purple love dragon, but that's what the mag said, so yeah. 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 I'd slap that womb broom. Slap that womb broom nice and good. Are you hard yet? I'm supposed to get descriptive and tell you that you're, like, what you're as hard as, but I'm not actually there, so it's really hard to tell. So you gotta give me, like, a ballpark figure here. Like, hard as, like, a calculus test, or hard as, like, I don't know, like, a bleached cattle skull you find in the desert. Because those are, like, both hard, but for different reasons. Actually, the process of bone bleaching is really interesting. Like, you have to treat the bones that you put on display, because otherwise the fat will come up to the surface, and it makes your display bones look like crap. I'm sorry, I'm fucking this up. This isn't sexy. Back to slapping your love sausage. Alright, I'm gonna take another drink of wine while you get back into it. I just, like, killed the mood. Here we go. Okay. So, dope. Alright, that's it. Yeah. Slap it. Back and forth. Back and forth. Yeah. That's right. That gets me really... What's the word? Wet. And what did the magazine say? Wet as the ocean tide. Yeah. Wet as the ocean tide. That sounds right. Okay. So, if the timer I put on and the national average of how long masturbation lasts is anything to go off of, then you should be just about to come now. You can slap faster if you want, like, harder. Like, really get that trouser trout jumping. Trout. Yeah, I'm super hungry. I could go for some Taco Bell right now. I totally forgot. It's apparently super hot if I come with you, so I'm going to do that because I'm the best girlfriend. So here goes nothing. Just going to rub my titties here. Just really get in there and just do stuff to them. Yeah, love squeezing my own boobs while talking dirty to you into my phone. I like it a lot. Okay, so probably won't touch my pussy, not gonna lie, because I have to hold the phone up and I can't do both at the same time. So what's the point? Besides, it's kind of wet down there. And I have to, like, do stuff after this, so you know, you get it. Okay. Yep. Ooh. Feeling so aroused. Yep. 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 Yeah. Wow. Oh, it's crazy how turned on I am right now. Okay, time to come now. You ready? Really give that yogurt slinger a good wallop. Like a real, like just real, really beat it nice and good. And come. Nice. Woo! Oh, that was incredibly hot. Let's do this again tomorrow, okay? So, tell your glorious meat scepter hi from me, and that I can't wait to see him again soon so I can do the real sex with you both. Yeah, bye.